This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. In the state legislature session that begins today, Democrats will push to repeal a Colorado law that bans gay marriage. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
When lawmakers return to the state capitol, a top priority for Democratic Senator Jesse Danielson is to repeal a same-sex marriage ban that remains on the books, despite being invalidated by a U.S. Supreme Court ruling.
I feel that the legislature has an obligation to do away with that ban, to show the communities that we care about, that we're going to stand up and protect them.
However, there is also a voter-passed gay marriage ban in the Colorado Constitution, and repealing that would be harder. Two-thirds of lawmakers in each chamber would have to support a repeal to put it on the ballot in an upcoming election. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Republican State Representative Mike Lynch, the incoming House Minority Leader, says he wants to further increase penalties for fentanyl in the new session. Colorado lawmakers already tightened the existing law, but many in law enforcement want to go further. Here's Representative Lynch.
It's so sad that it's killing innocent kids. I've got kids that are in that age range, and I lose sleep at night that my kids are going to accidentally take the wrong thing or take anything. I'll continue on the fentanyl fight.
Democrats have the majority in both the state House and Senate. The Alzheimer's Association says a good goal for 2023 is taking care of your brain. About 76,000 Coloradans are living with dementia. The group says there are steps to keep and improve cognitive function. That includes exercise, eating less processed food, getting vaccinated, and managing blood pressure. In Netherlands, watch out for mountain lions. That's a warning from state wildlife officials. In 2022, the state received 29 reports for mountain lions. They're active in the winter, too. Mountain lions do not hibernate like bears do. And good morning, Netherlands. It's going to be mostly sunny in those foothills west of Boulder. And along the Front Range, a sunny day and highs in the 50s in Boulder and around Metro Denver. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.